Hello and welcome to another episode of FutureWise, where we talk about education and careers. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari. The Institute of Chartered Accountants of India has recently had a tussle with students regarding the CA exams, which has been scheduled for November 21st. To understand what exactly happened and whether the exam could be rescheduled, I have Moneycontrol's M. Saraswati with me to tell us more about this. Hi Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hello Keetana.
Saraswati, I mean, since the date of the exam is November 21st, is this the scheduled date or was the date changed in any way?
So, basically, as you rightly mentioned, the exams begin from November 21 and they are expected to continue till about December 14th, considering all the papers that will be held for the second examination cycle. Now, amidst the coronavirus outbreak, the CA examination has already been postponed twice and November is the final date. So initially there was a lot of confusion over the exams and whether or not they will be held on time. But ICAI, which organizes the CA examinations every year, has clarified that there will not be any change as far as the November exams are concerned and that students will have to give it as usual.
Okay, and they have also given the students an opt-out option, right?
Yes, that's right. So, basically what ICAI has said that because, there was a lot of concern expressed by students on how the exams will be held and especially students who had, contracted coronavirus or had people in their families contracting coronavirus or far worse, maybe were part of a containment zone, had written to the authorities seeking that they be exempt from writing the examinations or there could be some sort of an online examination that could be organized for these students in particular. However, ICAI, did not have any specific separate exams or online exams. So what they've said that students who are currently COVID positive or have COVID symptoms or are in containment zones, they can have an opt-out scheme. So what will happen is, in case the student opts out of this examination, he or she can either apply for the examination that probably would be held in January or, can wait one more year and apply for the next year examination that will be held in May 2021. Now, here, what ICAI has said that in case there is, say, a student who appears for some papers in one group and subsequently opts out because he or she has contracted coronavirus, then they have to appear for all the examinations in the later date. It's not as if, say, if I appeared for ABCD examination, those papers will be counted and I only have to give the rest of the papers. I'll have to give, within one group, I'll have to give all the papers again. Similarly, students who opt out right now will have to and have want to apply for the May 2021 examination. I have to fill a fresh examination form when they, apply for the examination next year. So this is the part of the opt-out scheme. So students will have, from 7th of November, ICAI has opened this facility and they'll have to provide proof or documents to show that they are COVID positive or have symptoms or someone in the family is COVID positive or they are part of containment zone. Now, because as per the Home Ministry's standard operating procedures, students who are part of containment zones are not allowed into examination centers, be it for any competitive examination. So ICAI is also following the same directive.
And this option is only for students who have been affected by COVID, either they got the virus or their family member has gotten it, right?
Yeah, that is correct. It won't be, For instance, if I'm a student who's just merely concerned about whether or not I will contract COVID, I cannot apply for the opt-out option because ICAI won't provide it to me. It is not, the opt-out option is not automatic. Each student will have to individually apply for this option. And only if ICAI, which is the apex authority for deciding this matter, will, make a decision on whether or not you will be allowed to opt out or not. So it is not an automatic opt-out option that will be given. ICAI will take a final decision and only for the concerned.
Okay. And why exactly are students worried and what are the concerns from the student side?
So students basically, you know, there is this whole, ever since, you know, we remember that even during JEE and NEET, a slew of petitions were filed in the Supreme Court, you know, seeking cancellation of the examinations or further postponement amidst COVID. And Supreme Court also had taken the view that exams cannot be indefinitely postponed and, you know, life has to go on even as there is a pandemic around. Similarly, court cases were also filed on the CA examinations. But on November 4th, the Supreme Court had heard this petition wherein ICAI had clarified that it will not be possible to have these examinations to be conducted online. And ICAI had also said that standard operating procedures will be followed for conducting these examinations. However, you know, as you rightly mentioned, students are concerned. Students are concerned about whether those who opt out will be, you know, discriminated against or not. Especially since ICAI is saying that the next phase of examination will be held in January 2021. Students want to know whether, you know, whether they will be allowed to appear for the examination in January or not. Because we have seen several cases of, you know, COVID patients who tested negative and, you know, later again tested positive. So the risks of the virus remain, especially for COVID positive students. For the other students, there is this concern of why only few students are getting this facility and why not postpone the examination for everyone. Now, another new concern that has come up over the past 2 to 3 days is after ICAI has taken a decision to kind of, you know, merge several examination centers in some areas or shift it to a new venue. Now, this means that students will have to obviously go to a different center. There are also concerns that some of the new centers are closer to containment zones and how safe they will be. And why is it that last minute changes are being made in examination centers? Because right now we know that, you know, public transport has not completely resumed all over the country. So students typically have to probably take private transport or hire a car to go to the examination center for say 1-2 hours. And the safety aspects are also under scrutiny by these students. So it is a mix of, you know, safety related concerns and about whether ICAI is right to give out an opt-out option only to some students and not to others. Now, unfortunately, a lot of misinformation seems to be floating on social media wherein some students or even, you know, unfortunately, some of the teachers who teach for these CA examinations also seem to be floating this idea saying that if you opt out in the last minute and if several students opt out, the exam will be postponed. Unfortunately, that won't be the case. It's only that the individual student who's applied for the opt-out scheme, their proposal will be looked at or their application will be looked at. There won't be any mass decision that will be taken.
Right. And coming to the exam day, what are the SOPs that should be followed?
ICAI has basically said that they will follow whatever rules and regulations that have been formulated by Home Ministry as far as the other competitive examinations are concerned. So commencing from 21st November, so they will have, of course, thermal scanning, hand sanitization that will be made mandatory, then masks will be there, then social distancing will be there. So what had happened during JEE and NEET was that multiple students, typically students sit, you know, next to each other or in adjacent tables during the examination. But what had happened at the time of JEE and NEET this year was that students were kind of divided into multiple classrooms so that the social distancing is maintained. A similar view will be also taken for these exams as well. And there will be one center will have multiple rooms wherein students can sit. And also we are expecting that say a student suddenly develops COVID symptoms while writing the examination. So there will also be separate rooms or separate isolation rooms where these students could probably sit and write the examination. A similar procedure will also be followed for the staff and the invigilators who come in to take these examinations as well. And we're also expecting that you know, some sort of entry restriction looking at the Arogya Setu app will also be looked at. So what is now thing is that a student who is tested positive earlier and has tested negative later, we don't know what is the time gap that will be given. Say if a student has just tested positive a week before or 2 weeks before, I don't know whether the student will be allowed or not. So there are a lot of these questions that ICAI needs to answer. Now, on 21st, the exams begin. So, we are hoping that by the end of this week, or latest by Friday, the final SOPs or the standard operating procedures will be revealed by ICAI. ICAI is yet to give detailed guidelines on how it will maintain social distancing within the examination centers. So that is what is being widely awaited by these students.
Right. And finally, what kind of choices do students have? Can they voluntarily choose to give it later?
So students unfortunately have this misconception that all of them can opt out in the exam, then there will be pressure on ICAI to cancel the examination. However, not everyone will be allowed to opt out. Even there could also be students who probably have tested positive in the past, but have now tested negative later. So ICAI may or may not allow them to opt out of the examination. So it is, the final decision for allowing a student to opt out will be taken by ICAI. Now it is also detrimental to the interest of a student, because if a student voluntarily decides to opt out and say if the January exams are cancelled, then he or she ends up wasting say 4 or 5 months, because the next exam is scheduled for May 2021. So they end up wasting a lot of time if they voluntarily choose to opt out without having any legitimate reason. So probably it wouldn't be a very from an ICAI perspective, it wouldn't be advisable for students to simply opt out because they are scared of going to the examination centers right now, because the alternate options would be few and far in between. It is only genuine cases where students have been contracted with COVID or probably have been hospitalized still and are unable to write the examinations physically for whom the option is provided.
Right. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all these details.
Thank you.
Hopefully, students can make a more informed decision after listening to this podcast. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us listeners, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.